smarter, faster, and crazier with your host, Jody Stauffer. Our podcast is a journey into the world of finance and money mindset, all through the lens of my smarter, faster, and crazier ADHD brain.
Welcome, welcome to Smarter, Faster, Crazier. This is a bonus episode we're doing today. Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Hey, Jody, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Cool. So today we are going to be talking about some financial pitfalls. So managing your money and your finances can be particularly challenging for individuals with ADHD due to symptoms like impulsivity, difficulty with sustaining attention, poor planning. So we've got a couple common ones that we're going to go over today. I'll let you take this one over, Jode.
Sure. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. So we're just going to do this quick little bonus episode and just kind of go over some humorous but common ADHD financial things that happen that a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know, those when it comes to ADHD, lots of people are like, oh, yeah, I have that or I do that. But that's a little deeper than that. And most people who have it know that when someone goes, oh, my God, I forgot my keys, I must have ADHD, that's not actually what it's like to have ADHD. So I've got a couple stories, some of the big, and this is humorous, I've got a million stories, and you do too, Taylor, about financial things. And most of the stories are like things that we should have saw coming. Like people with ADHD, commonly, we know that there's stuff coming and it causes this anxiety, but we don't exactly know what it is.
Hindsight is
20/20. So one of the examples that I can give on like, absolutely. Yeah. Like you look back and you're like, I should have known that not opening my mail for 6 years, eventually someone's going to catch
100%.
Up with me, right? But in the moment you're like, oh man, like it's not like it's a problem, but I can't think about it. And eventually they will catch up with me. Right. That's a big ADHD thing, but also, well, it maybe is other people as well, but I know for me, that's a big ADHD thing, or it has been over the years. And for a lot of clients, some of the other little pitfalls that people with ADHD or people in general who are struggling to like manage their money, things like you sign up for stuff. I'm trying to streamline my email addresses right now. Right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 email addresses that I've signed up for subscriptions and things over the years. And it's kind of like Russian roulette where I look at my credit card statement. I'm like, crap, where did that come from? Because now I have a new annual subscription to some random thing that I didn't even know what email I logged into. So one of those email boxes is probably getting a, hey, if you don't cancel, you're going to have a renewal soon. And I'm like waiting until, so then there's always this like annual cleanup of, I have to go and figure out how to log into all of these. And all that is painful, but that's what I like. I'm always like, I have a client. And then, so with that, one of the things that often happens too, is people use different forms of payment, right? And so you have, let's say you have a couple credit cards, or you use your bank card, or you use PayPal. And so again, there's like all this that you've forgotten about, or you haven't managed well. And these things are just like, it's like, what's going to come
up? And it can
be
overwhelming.
So that's very common, and something, it's very overwhelming, especially if you're tight on cash and like you, you know, have money in your, on your credit card, or you've paid off your credit card and you're like, yay me, which I know that's not necessarily always happening. But you do, or you have control, or you got it under the limit, which is
or
a big
even
one,
under
right?
Overwhelming in the way of like, if you're trying to search for something and you do have 4 different cards that you're using, it's like, oh my God, it seems like such a daunting task to try and go through all your cards to see where these things are coming from.
Exactly. And that's right. Like for us, like, you know, people listening to this who may not have ADHD, they're like, okay, we'll just pull all your statements and go through and cancel.
It doesn't feel that easy.
Well, that's a really, that's pretty overwhelming because it's like, we'll pull all what cards and what email address. And when they go, oh, we've sent you an email code or whatever, you're like, to where? Like, you know, there should be like some ADHD god that like zaps it into the right place for us. Would make
that would be so amazing if all us ADHDers could just have a genie in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly. That would be like, that's over here and I'll go get the information and bring it to you, right? We try to be the genie for people and try to gather everything the best we can. But one of my clients or somebody I know, actually, this whole like using the wrong credit card or not knowing what credit card you have on file, she was telling me a story. This is somebody that you know as well, Taylor. We won't disclose who it is, but she was telling me that she went online and there's a subscription box. You know how you can subscribe to the box where every couple months or every month they send you stuff. And it was Naughty Knickers, which is just like sexy underwear, right? And so she signed up for Naughty Knickers so that she could get like, she needed a new underwear, I guess, whatever. And so she signed up for it and she didn't realize that she used her company card. And her older male boss had to see and approve all credit card statements and expense accounts.
This is something so that would happen to actually, me.
And like
for sure. To me too.
So then she's like, oh my God, she realizes, but it's too late. It's already charged to her credit card, right? Because she's going through her expense report and she's like, and it clearly says Naughty Knickers on her credit card bill. And it was like, I don't know, whatever the amount was, maybe $50. I don't know. It wasn't a big amount. And it wasn't an issue that she like needed to, like, she's like, it wouldn't have been a big deal because sometimes that happens and they just either dock or pay or put it. But the fact that this like old farty boss of hers is the one that she had to go and have a conversation with about, yeah, sorry about the Naughty Knickers. You can just take it off my paycheck.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh my God, that's, and this person has ADHD too. And I'm like, that is such an ADHD thing to happen. Like just like being like, do, 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 look at me. I'm going to order some nice stuff. And then next thing you know, it ends up
1,000%.
Right? So that is like, I'm like, oh yeah, that's such a thing. And then, yeah. So the other one is that I see happen with a lot of clients or, you know, happens is people just don't really know what's going on in terms of like, again, what you've signed up for, what you haven't signed up for. And as life changes, right? Like, you know, there's just random weird things that maybe 10 years ago, like, were of like in your, when I was 25, maybe there was things that I would sign up for, or, you know, do or whatever in my youth that I wouldn't do now. But yet those, some of those things still are popping up, biting people in the butt because they haven't dealt with them or they don't even know. Right. Even simple things like I have clients who are often embarrassed when they go to the bank because the bank will actually call it, pull a full credit report, not just a score. And they have like really good credit and they pay their bills and everything. But there's some one off random collection there is like, you know, for something that they're embarrassed about. And they're like, the bank's like, can you explain why you owe money to like Pornhub? I mean, that's not it, but it is that kind of a thing, right? And they're like, God, like maybe I should pull a credit report once in a while to make sure that that kind of stuff isn't coming up. So it's all that kind of stuff. But yeah, this is just like, I wanted to do a quick episode about when you have ADHD and a lot of our clients do, as you know, we do. And so often there's so much embarrassment, but we're always like, I don't know if there's anything you can, like, nobody shocks me anymore. And in most cases, a lot of what we work with people is just like, yeah, I like, if I said to somebody, just write it, like, give me a quick list, write it down of everything that you, you know, all the stuff that's going on with your finances. Most people could do that. But the overwhelming part is all the stuff they're missing, right? And so that's when we do a lot of the work and we make it easy and streamlined. But yeah, there's just so many things. So those are two big ones. Can you think of anything else that's a really common one that bites us, whether in the moment or after the fact that you've dealt with over the years?
Gosh.
So one of the big ones is that I can think of that I know you've dealt with over the years and that I know a lot of people is when it comes to things that are on payment plans. So whether it's car insurance is probably the worst, but car insurance, there's like sometimes it's your utilities, stuff like that. People don't realize that it's kind of a privilege to be on financing, like on monthly payments when it comes to those things. And so they, you know, chaos happens in their life and they miss their insurance payment or their utility payment that's pre-authed out of their account. that costs them a ton of money because they have all these NSFs or whatever. But then on top of that, they don't realize that if that happens a few times, the utilities or the insurance are like, no more, sorry. So your renewal comes up and now you have to pay $4,000 out of pocket up front because they're not letting you be on payments anymore. Most people, if they knew the concept, like there are certain things, and I always talk to clients about this, we do kind of a hierarchy. There are certain things that it's okay that, like, it's not okay, but if you didn't pay it exactly on time, and only ADHD people would understand this comment. Neurotypicals are like, what do you mean you don't pay it on time? But if you didn't pay it on time, there are a handful of things out there that are going to cost you so huge, and most people won't be. And that actually is a huge step back for people with ADHD. So if you don't make your insurance payment a couple times, right, you end up having to pay.
That's super relatable because that's happened to me. And to second that, the registration thing, which I go through, it seems like it's an ongoing thing for me. I get a speeding ticket in the mail. It's always a photo radar. I never get pulled over. I'm like, oh, it's $100. Like, I'll pay it when I get paid. Don't pay it when I get paid. Then it comes time to register my car and I've got $1,000 in speeding tickets that I didn't pay that I kept telling myself, oh, I'll just pay it. I'll just pay it. No, that doesn't work for us with ADHD. It's out of sight, out of mind, and then we're screwed. So relatable.
Yeah. And when you get parking tickets and photo radar tickets, if you get 5 photo radar tickets in the year and you don't pay them on time, it's probably $600 or $700. Like, that's a lot of money when registration is $83.50 or whatever here in Alberta, right? So you go to, woohoo, I've got $100. I'm going to go register my car like a good person on time, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And when you get
you show up at the registry and
sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and when you do get a speeding ticket, like in my mind, for example, oh, it's $100, it's no problem. But then you forget about the other $500 tickets that you've had that your brain just doesn't remember.
And that's that we talk a lot about foresight, like thinking ahead or being like everything is in the now. We live a lot in like the crisis mode or that's very common with people with ADHD. I just wanted to like touch on these things because, everybody, there's lots of people out there, as I said in the beginning, are like, oh yeah, that's my ADHD. But, forgetting where my keys are is different than not knowing that I'm going to get dinged with a $200 annual subscription renewal because I don't even know what email address it was signed up for, right? So totally different things, and it's, relatable. You have something that you want to mention that we're offering to kind of as a follow-up to this, like if you have ADHD, we get it type of bonus podcast. So tell the listeners what we have.
Yeah, so if what we're talking about in today's episode or just in general regarding ADHD resonates with you, we are now introducing a specialized online budgeting course that you can take specifically for females with ADHD. It's a cash flow course that's going to empower whether you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, personal finance enthusiast, but it's going to allow you to take control of your finances and your future. It's a 6-week course. You'll learn how to create ADHD friendly budgets, overcome common financial hurdles, connect with others in a supportive community that may be going through the same thing that you're going through. If you sign up within the next 48 hours, you're actually going to get a 20% off pre-registration. You can go directly to our website
at www.parallaxfunding.ca/about-buddy.
Awesome. And I think it's important that Taylor, that people know that it'll be me and you who are like, it's a live session for 6 weeks where we will be on there helping you, guiding you. And, when, if you want to like say, hey, Jody, like, can you help me with this ridiculousness, that's my life is ridiculousness, smarter, faster, crazier, right? Then we will be there, the ones there helping you through it. And that traditionally, Taylor said 20% off or 30% off, I think she said. But traditionally the 6 weeks or 90 days cost $1,500. So that's a huge discount to be, I think if you do pre-registration in the next short little while here, it's under $600.
Great deal.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Taylor. We thank everybody for listening and to this bonus episode, and we will be coming out with more episodes more commonly. So we hope that you guys stick around and keep listening, subscribing, and sharing us.
Thanks, Jody.
That's how we get the word out. Thanks so much. Bye.